Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Graham Lyon, who's Executive Chairman at Sound Energy. How are you today, Graham?
I'm pretty good, Zach. We had a busy day yesterday, so I got a couple of hours sleep last night, and we're back on the chair in the office and cracking on.
Well, presumably you couldn't sleep because you were so excited rather than for any worry or anything else like that. But you described the deal as transformative for Sound Energy. Maybe you can give us a bit of detail on that.
Yeah, you're sort of right. I think the adrenaline has been kicking in for the last week, particularly as we were getting through the final stages of the closing for the deal. For those of your listeners who are not familiar with Managem, our new partner and operator of the Tendrara concession and two exploration licenses, Sound remains operator of the other exploration license. They're a big mining company, Moroccan centered, but active all over Africa. They have a strategy to grow their business in new areas, and transition energy is one of them. So they partnered up with Sound, and what they've done is essentially come into the concession. They will become operator. They will have a 55% position in the concession. We will retain 20% as a non-operator, and the state ONHYM will have the remaining 25%. On the exploration, they will have 47.5%, and we will have 27.5%, with again ONHYM at 25%. So the bringing them in as a partner, they have the deal was effective as January 2022, and therefore there's considerable investment that Sound's put into the project. We've received that investment back there, that 55% back. So that's around about $12 million in the project, and about $1 million we've put into exploration in that last 22 months. So we get that back as back costs. They will be carrying us through the development of the concession, and that's quite an attractive funding. That's the equity portion that Sound would be expected to find to take FID. For those of your listeners that remember, we've actually got some bank debt lined up already, and Managem will be joining that, and the bank debt will provide the bulk of the funding for the project, and the equity portion will be funded by Managem and ONHYM in their own way. They're also carrying us on two exploration wells. One of them is in the NOL license, a rank exploration, wildcat exploration well, but considerable potential and upside if it comes in. And then the other is a smaller opportunity, SBK1, which is an updip of a former well that was drilled, which showed some hydrocarbons and actually tested some gas. So we're looking at the bigger structure connected to that. So a couple of exploration wells, and then there's a couple of little nice bits in there about performance bonuses, production bonuses, and things like that. So I think the main thing is knowing who Managem is and the strength they have in Morocco, the financial capacity they have, and the ability to get things done. I think this is a great match for Sound and the Sound shareholders. So it is transformational for us. Yeah, definitely.
Well, transformational in the sense that, you know, $13 million has come in and you've got a £13 million market cap at the moment. Doesn't that show that the market hasn't actually factored in any of the good stuff? You're just sort of trading, you know, not saying near to cash, but near to that, you know, near to the sort of a base level in terms of where you are on this deal.
Yeah, I think, you know, we are always challenged by our retail shareholders that we're not doing things fast enough and we won't get things done. And We've had over the last 3, 4 years quite a lot of things thrown at us, and we've managed to get through them. We've managed to get the micro LNG project underway, funded with a very small market cap that we had at the time. We funded an LNG project that, if you'd looked at it straight, maybe in $60, $70 million in total. And we did that without coming to the market and looking for big equity raises. We've managed the tax issue. We've brought a great partner in to share with us. We removed Schlumberger, who were a drag on the project. We've restructured bonds. So we've had a pretty busy, 3.5, 4 years. But it's never fast enough for everybody. And look, the markets, you can tell me how the market's performed. All I can do with our team is tell people what we're going to do and try and deliver on it. And mostly we've done that, slower than people wanted, but mostly we've done that. I mean, closing this deal was like, it wasn't just sound and managing that you have to, get on side. We had the ministry, which were very supportive. We had finance people, finance ministries. We had foreign exchange people. We had the antitrust people. We have our partner Onim, but also Onim in its role as a state representative. We had to get their approval. We had third parties with Africa Gas giving us a activity approvals. We had the state power producer ONEE having to give it acceptance, and then also we had Schlumberger. So these things are not sort of just putting A and B together and making C. We had lots and lots of people involved in this, and we've done it. And I'm hoping we're starting to build some credibility with our investors that we can actually deliver things.
But I mean, I think that the point I was trying to make is that, at this level, let's say the shares are at 0.87 and the market cap 13 million, nobody could say that the shares are expensive. We don't actually know what the upside will be in 2 or 3 months' time or 6 months' time. But at this level, it's a sort of ground floor valuation by any standards. I mean, is that something you could commit to that?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I think this morning Zeus, our broker, put a summary note out, and they reiterate their valuation, and it's considerably higher than what the market is trading at. But it's a combination of us. I think you and I have spoken about this in the past. It's like, where's the love for AIM market now stocks? The small cap market. So, I mean, the one good thing is with this cash that we've got in the bank, it gives us an opportunity to be a little bit more accretive, if we like, with some other opportunities, and take advantage of perhaps people that are not in such a strong position to sell.
Well, we'll look forward to you doing that. In the meantime, Graham Lyon, Executive Chairman at Sound Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.